The teachings of General Conference are the considerations the Lord would have before us now and in the months ahead.
Our marching orders for each 6 months are found in the General Conference addresses.
For the next 6 months, your conference edition of the Ensign should stand next to your standard works and be referred to frequently.
I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein.
I exhort you to study the messages of this conference frequently, even repeatedly, during the next 6 months.
You're listening to the Conference Talk Podcast, where it's conference weekend every weekend. Each weekend, we discuss talks from the most recent general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right. We'll share some insights, make some connections, and have a bit of fun as we study the words of the awesome men and women that God has called to direct His church in the latter days. I'm Kevin Stanfill.
And I'm Shelby Stanfill. This episode, we're talking about Elder Ulysses Soares, a talk titled Brothers and Sisters in Christ. And obviously, Elder Soares is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. So we are excited to dive into this talk this week.
Very excited. And Shelby, what did you tell me before we started to record today?
I said this has the capability of being a very politically charged talk if you make it out to be.
I thought about that, and then before sitting down to record, and I didn't get very far before I had something to say about that. In the second paragraph, when Elder Soares is quoting President Nelson, calling upon members everywhere to abandon attitudes and actions of prejudice, he follows that up and says, as a global and ever-growing church, following this invitation from our prophet is a vital prerequisite for building the Savior's kingdom in every nation of the world. And then he says, the gospel of Jesus Christ teaches that we are the begotten spirit sons and daughters of heavenly parents who truly love us. And I stopped right there. And I immediately thought about President Nelson's address about labels from his May of 2022 devotional to the young adults of the church, titled Choices for Eternity. And in that, he addressed the different labels that people put on themselves and the commonality of using labels. He said that labels can be fun, indicate your support for any number of positive things. Many labels will change for you with the passage of time, and not all labels are of equal value. But if any label replaces your most important identifiers, the results can be spiritually suffocating. And of course, he gave the example of which label in what order of priority or precedence, importance, he should use for himself and invited us to all do the same. And the first is that we are children of God. And so it's not a coincidence that Elder Soares begins his talk emphasizing this doctrinal point when talking about, you know, rooting out animosity among the people of the world, understanding that we are all children of God. When we understand that personally, we can then begin to operate as brothers and sisters in God's family.
To that point, I would like to kind of jump to the bottom of the talk because of what you just said and what you shared from that wonderful devotional. He gives an example of the woman at Samaria or the Samaritan woman, and how she, you know, says when Christ asked her for a drink, for water, she says, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And it says, but Jesus, abandoning the long-held traditions of animosity between Samaritans and Jews, lovingly ministered to the woman, helping her to understand who he truly was. And then at the next paragraph at the very bottom, it talks about how when we don't, it talks about how when we put labels first, what happens? And this is what it is. Quote, their limited view of others actually obstructs their ability to see who they are as children of God. And so that's why the labels is so important, right? Like it's just to add on to what President Nelson said in a different way.
Now, the question is, why is this true? So why is it that focusing on these labels seemingly obstructs that ability to love us, love ourselves as a child of God and understand our worth, and then also love others?
So I think he gave another example of that in his talk. Moving from the bottom up, the first example he gave was about a tale of a certain Jewish rabbi who had two friends. And he asked them, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but he said, how do you know when the night is over and a new day has begun? And one of them says, when you can look into the east and can distinguish a sheep from a goat. Then the other responded and said, when you can look into the horizon and distinguish an olive tree from a fig tree. And then the wise rabbi then turned and after a long reflection said, when you can look into the east and see the face of a woman or the face of a man and say, she is my sister, he is my brother. And when I first heard that in conference, I thought, what the heck does he mean by that? Like, it went right over my head, if I'm being straight honest. But when I came back to reread this talk, the reason why this matters is because the other two were looking for differences first because they had that view of labels, right? Where this person was looking for similarities first and looking for those things first. That like really stood out to me, that you're asking, how are we more alike than how are we more different? And when we focus on our differences, that obstructs the view, that we can't see the similarities. And the core similarity is that we are children of God.
Of course, you're also in that parable, I guess, or analogy,
story,
we're also talking about light, right? We're talking about the ability to discern the not necessarily only the differences, but the similarities, right? Mm-hmm. Because the sun would be illuminating that horizon that they're looking at, right? And so I wanted to actually reference a talk that I stumbled into just before recording tonight. It's actually from Elder Dale G. Rinland, from his address to the women, to the sisters in 2022 April conference. It's titled Your Divine Nature and Eternal Destiny. And he talks about the Spirit and the pivotal role in communicating God's love to us. He says, yet the influence of the Holy Ghost can be obscured by strong emotions such as anger, hate, or fear. And so, first and foremost, if we're putting labels on ourselves and on others, we are differentiating, like you said. We're not looking for the similarities. That's a first obstruction to allowing the Spirit to teach us about God's love, right? And in this case, we're trying to feel God's love for his children, and we're trying to love them as well, because the commandment is to love God and then to love our neighbor, right? As we love ourselves. And so these additional obstructions come when we start to have these strong emotions. And Shelby, where do those strong emotions, like he mentions there, where do they come from? The strong emotions such as anger, hate, or fear.
They come from Satan.
Yes. So we know the origin of those strong emotions which obstruct the influence of the Holy Ghost. And then we know the source or the origin of God's love and light. And that is Jesus Christ and his gospel, which teaches us that we are all alike unto God.
Something about this talk that really stood out to me was the word dignity. It was repeated a couple of times, and I just wanted to define the word dignity. It says it's the state or quality of being worthy of honor or respect. And one of the first times that he says it is in the fourth paragraph of this talk. It starts with, as disciples of Christ, we are invited to increase our faith in and love for our spiritual brother and sisterhood by genuinely knitting our hearts together in unity and love, regardless of our differences, thereby increasing our ability to promote respect for the dignity of all the sons and daughters of God. And then just a couple more down, it also says dignity again, where it says President Nelson further emphasized the importance of spreading dignity and respect for our fellow beings when he stated, and then goes on to quote him. And then even President Nelson uses the word dignity in that quote. And so, and he follows up with it later. And I just thought, man, that's such a, like, an interesting word that I don't think we use in our everyday vocabulary. I think we use respect in our everyday vocabulary, but dignity is being worthy of that honor and respect. And I think that we have to understand that everybody around us has the same worth as us. We are all a child of God, and we all come with divine worth. Now, there is being worthy, right? Like worthiness, that is a thing. Some are, you know, those who are keeping their covenants are more worthy to enter into the house of the Lord. But it doesn't matter, even that person entering the house of the Lord and that person who's not still have the same worth. And I think understanding that part of dignity is so critical and might be that switch that some of us need to understand. Because I know that when I was reading it, I didn't quite understand it. I had to go look up the definition. I'm like, why are they saying this word so many times? And that, I think that for me has been key in this read through of this talk.
Yeah, when I think of the word dignity, it's always something that you would allow. It's something that you allow someone else to have, right? It's what they are deserving. Anyone deserves that dignity, right? And so your behavior and your actions toward them should, meet that requirement, that need to show them that level of dignity. It reminds me of something that we were told on our wedding day, Shelm. Mm-hmm. Remember who you're speaking to always. And so when you do remember the people that you're interacting with are sons and daughters of God, your brothers and sisters. And if you really understand that, then you will treat them differently, right? You will think of them in a higher, holier way. And I have a little thread to pull here that gets us to President Nelson's Think Celestial talk. And it actually starts here in this Elder Renlund talk from 2022 that I referenced earlier. He says, after death, we will receive what we have qualified for and enjoy only that which we are willing to receive. And then, if that sounds familiar, it's because in President Nelson's talk, Think Celestial, he teaches, thus, if we unwisely choose to live telestial laws now, we are choosing to be resurrected with a telestial body. We are choosing not to live with our families forever. So, my dear brothers and sisters, how and where and with whom do you want to live forever? You get to choose. Now, as I was reading that, I was reminded of our disclaimer at the end of every conference talk podcast episode, where it talks about these are just our opinions. And I'm going to be bold and say that it's not just a personal opinion, that prejudice and racism and bigotry are a telestial law, right? They're akin to a telestial law, probably even further below that. And hopefully you understand what I mean by that. Because if you don't want to live with your brothers and sisters here on earth, or certain of your brothers and sisters, then you won't get to live with them in the hereafter, because you're not loving them. You're not keeping the great commandments that the Lord has given us.
That reminds me, just bringing it back to the talk, he says, as sons and daughters of the covenant, we can help to eliminate this kind of behavior by looking at the apparent differences that exist between us with the Savior's eyes. And based on what we have in common, our divine identity and kinship. So when we're looking at differences, it's important that we're looking at them through the Savior's eyes, right? He's not saying to never look at our differences or anything like that. Like, because this is where I could see it just, you know, well, taking a different turn, like, oh, you just have to love. But Satan definitely manipulates that word, right? And so it's okay to look at differences through the view of the Savior, right? And what would he uses differences to unite, which sounds really ironic, but he does, right? Like, he took a Jew and a Gentile nation and shared the new the news that he was there, right? Mm-hmm. And so they were two different people coming together under one. And that's how I viewed it. And it didn't matter that they were different. It was hard for the people to accept, right? Well, for some, it was hard to accept, and for others, it wasn't. So let us be the people that accept it openly. And wherever we are, he says this in his talk too, within our sphere of influence, we should also do everything that we can to promote, you know, unity and to abandon, you know, these negative things that come from Satan, right? Prejudice. I forget all the words he used, but everything we've talked about that we should not be doing. Or that, I should say, Elder Soares has talked about.
Right.
So, yeah. That's really all I have to say.
I mean, it's a simple message, and it's so important. And it was important for the saints in the New Testament times. Something that they had to grapple with and recognize that the Messiah had come to save all, right? Not just the chosen, not just the those who were living the law, but those who both were not living the law, being sinners, and those who didn't even know about the law, the Gentiles. And today, it is no different. The Savior wants his church, his kingdom, to be built up to gather in all four corners of the earth. We have to do that so that when he comes again, we'll be prepared for him.
And I think that's the key, right? That you tied in, Kevin, that if we want to do this, if we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, this is something that we have to do. If this is the life we want to live and choose to live.
And it wasn't just me who said it. It was Elder Soares, a prerequisite, he said.
Yeah. Vital prerequisite, that is.
There you go.
So anyway, we gave you a lot to think about, a lot of discussion there, very, very different topics you can go off on this talk. We'll link the sources, but we are grateful for you for listening to another episode of the Conference Talk podcast. And this episode, once again, we discuss Elder Soares' address titled Brothers and Sisters in Christ.
If you enjoyed this episode, give us a 5-star rating. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere you get podcasts. You can also find links to all of our podcast platforms on our website, conferencetalk.org.
And conferencetalk.org is also where you can follow us on social media, drop us a comment, check out the show notes, and find the resources we just mentioned in the episode, and learn more about us, your hosts.
If you want to follow us, Kevin and Shelby Stanfill, you can find us at the Book of Mormon podcast on Instagram and here on Spotify, as well as your many different podcast platforms, the Book of Mormon podcast, where we dive deep into the scriptures every week.
And while we always appreciate new followers, it's better to follow the prophet and the apostles themselves.
That's right. Although we love speaking about the church and our leaders, we do not speak for them. Everything said on this podcast represents our own personal opinions.
So join us next week for some more personal opinions on the Conference Talk podcast.